Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is January 28th, 2021. Fightful's got so much stuff this week. We got a Danhausen interview. We got a Chuck Palumbo interview the same week that Eric Bischoff popped back up to do a wedding in WWE. We've got the wrestling roundtable with myself, Alicia. We've got Andreas Hale. Lots of people on that on Tuesday. But today is day one prediction. Saturday, I will be here with Denise Salcedo after WWE day one to talk about the show. But today, I'm here to make predictions with Jayshel Nicole, a longtime viewer of Fightful, but co-managing editor of BodySlam.net. Jayshel, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be here. Behind me, I have my 2022 goals chart. And on here, specifically, I made a specific sticky note for Sean. Ooh. So I'm going to take it off. It says to do a show with Sean Ross Sapp, and we're achieving it before 2022. So I'm very excited to be here.
Here we are. You're one of the bright young names in wrestling media. We're so glad to have you here. Of course, we're going to have you here tons more. Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. Please subscribe. If you want your question, statement, prediction read on the air, donate a super chat here on youtube.com/Fightful, or you can go to humperchats.com and donate a humper chat.
Send in your humper chats. Exactly. I had to get it in. Sorry.
You got
to
do it, guys. And we already have JJ doing that, saying, hello, Sean and Jayshel. Great to see you on Fightful. I think Brock is winning and WWE no longer testing. Isn't great with the Rumble coming up. Stay safe and love you all. Well, we appreciate all of you. Well, let's jump right into it. Let's jump right into the big one. Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship. I think we're going to get some funky finish. I think we're going to get some funky finish that might lead to Brock Lesnar winning the Royal Rumble later in the month and then challenging again at WrestleMania, because you can never just do one big match in WWE. But how do you feel?
Yeah, I had that in mind too. I thought Roman Reigns was going to win here. The Usos are going to get involved, all the bloodline stuff that we're used to. But I'm really invested in babyface Brock. I don't think that they would blow this feud off at a pay-per-view that's not one of the big four. So I'm suggesting that, like, Royal Rumble, Brock wins, or we see something happen at WrestleMania regardless. Honestly, I was hoping for Big E to win the Rumble and kind of challenge Roman instead, but it doesn't look like that's the plan right now. But yeah, either way, I'm still kind of hopeful for what they have in Brock right now. I was super invested in all of the Sammy stuff. I thought those skits were hilarious. I love this version of Brock right now. So yeah, I have Roman here.
I still want to see Brock like fishing with Sami Zayn, who is nervous and doesn't want to do it. Like, I would love to see that. But I mean, yeah, Big E was the one that I was thinking of last summer. like, okay, it'll probably be him, but they had to accelerate that push they needed. Yep. And then they just did not much of anything until now with Big E, which is a shame. But to me, if it's not Brock Lesnar, it's got to be somebody completely out of left field, like Braun Breaker. That's an immediate monster push and setting up all that stuff. But I'm thinking Roman Reigns retains in some capacity. Although, you know, it wouldn't shock me if Brock Lesnar won, then Roman Reigns wins the Royal Rumble and dominates as well. I think that would be a nice switch. But I think Roman's title reign just continues and continues and continues.
Yeah, I'm also really concerned with Roman's health as well. Obviously, that's a big concern, especially within the company. So I'm hoping for the best for him. I hope they make a decision with his health in mind when it comes to this reign.
And it's gone under the radar a little bit, but if Roman Reigns retains the title this Saturday, he will almost surely pass Brock Lesnar's 504 days as champion, which is the most in quite some time. And he's been way more active than Brock Lesnar as well. He's defending the title on SmackDown and everything.
Yeah.
Edge versus The Miz. I think this is a slam dunk. There is no chance Edge loses this match. Zero chance whatsoever.
I only want to see this match if we end up with Beth Phoenix and Maryse in a match. That's what I'm here for. I started watching during the Divas era, so that was Maryse and Beth Phoenix all the way. I got to break it out. I got the Divas Championship.
Oh, man.
So we need to see it happen. I honestly, all I want to see is Maryse. She's looked amazing on Raw. We saw her in the wedding segment. She looked beautiful. I want to see her back in the ring. I know she can still go. Beth Phoenix, obviously, living legend. She can still go. I need to see it.
Beth Phoenix is one of my favorite performers ever. I love Beth Phoenix. I always thought that Maryse just had it down from a heel performance aspect. I would love to see this lead to a mixed tag match at the Royal Rumble. I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
As of now, even though we didn't see either on the show this week, Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan is planned. I think Liv Morgan's winning the title.
I got some issues with this.
Please tell.
How is this the only women's match right now? I am very concerned. Yeah. This is a 7-card pay-per-view, and this is the only women's match. I was expecting, or hoping at least, for a Naomi Sonya match here. A mid-card women's match would have been great. Even if it was on the goddamn pre-show, I'm just super disappointed. They did the Tony and Charlotte stuff at SmackDown instead of putting it on the pay-per-view, which I didn't understand to begin with. But I had Becky here. I just have my fingers crossed that Becky's reign ends with Bianca at WrestleMania. I don't know if that's what we're leaning towards right now, because Bianca's kind of in this Doudrop thing where she's won every single match, but like, I think that's over.
I think, but
I hope it is.
Who knows? Neither of them were on Raw last night, so who knows?
Yes. Yeah.
So I think Liv is going to end up winning, and I think she'll lose the title again quickly. Like, I think that'll happen. WWE has this propensity to build matches really poorly. Like, Sasha and Bianca was built so poorly, and they were like, well, you know what? People love Sasha and Bianca, so they're going to react to anything no matter what. They run a nice fancy video before the match that makes you think, did that suck as much as it did when I watched it as it happened? Yes, it sucked, but their production team is great, and they rely on the loyal fan bases of Sasha Banks, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch. Exactly.
Right here.
to just be happy for that person's moment because the person has been booked terribly or mistreated.
You just read me to filth right there, Sean. I was just so excited to see the match. I didn't care what the build was. I was like, it's Bianca and Sasha, two black women in the main event of WrestleMania. Was the build great? No. Was it my match of the year? Yes. So I don't know what we get from that. But either way, I made this comparison like last night when I was watching. I think they're booking Becky like they're booking Roman. Like, they both like to choose one top star and kind of book the division around that. So how it seems so far is that they've just been feeding people to Becky, one, without building them up first. Like, we saw that with the Cesaro feud, Cesaro and Roman. You should have built Cesaro up, gave him some more wins before that, and then made him look like a star afterwards, too. And that's what we're struggling with Becky as well. So I think Liv should have had more wins here. You could have had her do, like, a tournament or something like that to gain some wins. I feel like there were some other methods we could have used to get here.
Well, they did the gauntlet or whatever it may be.
Yeah, the five-person. Yeah.
But, I mean, they could do better than that. And you look up and down this card, like they've got Grayson Waller popping up on Raw. He's never beaten anybody on NXT. Like, he beat up Johnny Gargano, but that's it. He's never won a match on NXT. And I'm supposed to believe he's on the same level as.
Do you know why you're supposed AJ to believe it?
Yeah.
Because Heat.
Oh yeah, because Heat, and he's the social media guru. My God.
I want to see how many views he gets. I want to actually, I wanted to look at it yesterday. I didn't get the chance to, but I'm interested. They said that he goes viral. I want to see how viral he actually has gone.
He's got 8,000 followers. Like, that, you know, disrespect that. I mean, I don't care how many followers you have, but if you're using that as.
Right.
Come on. Bezos says, tried humper chatting. My phone is being dumped. So super chatting to support my bestie, Shelly. Love seeing you grow more and more. We're always loving seeing the stuff that she does. Oh, this is a match that's happening on day one. Drew McIntyre and Madcap Moss. This, you know what? Normally I'd be like, okay, Edge versus Miz is the most slam dunk result. If they have Drew McIntyre lose to Madcap Moss, people should just never watch this show again.
I want to know why Drew McIntyre is here. When he moved over to SmackDown, I was like, okay, he's going to challenge Roman. Like, we're going to have that feud. He's going to be like the main babyface over there. And he is feuding with Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss. And Madcap's not a bad wrestler at all. It's just like, what is his gimmick and who is it for is what I'm questioning. I'm very confused by all of their, like, laughy stuff because it's not funny. But I guess that's supposed to be the point. So I just don't understand it.
But... And that's what people will say. They'll be like, oh, well, that's the right kind of heat. No, it's not. It makes me not want to watch the show. It's not entertaining. One of the things I've loved about Drew McIntyre is after he lost at Crown Jewel and he lost all over the place. He lost to Sheamus in a top contender match in September. Like, he lost his way out of the main event scene. Since then, he's beaten Sami Zayn, Mustafa Ali, Ricochet, Sheamus. He and Jeff Hardy beat Corbin and Moss, which makes me wonder why the hell we get this match. We had the Miracle in 34th Street fight. They won that. He's been winning. Like, there's a reason for him to be back in that title scene soon if he is there. Hey, guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
But
Go ahead. I was just expecting Drew to be in a bigger feud. Like, I would have liked to see him in the Cesaro and Sheamus feud and make that a three-way feud. Those matches would be super interesting. Maybe let him even have like a full-fledged feud with Ricochet also. Like, they love to do that, that David versus Goliath dynamic. And you can do that with Ricochet and Drew, and they had amazing matches. We'll have that amazing match anyway. So I think that would be the way to go instead of Madcap Moss, which is for nobody.
WWE makes a lot of really like big, violent dudes like just tame. Yeah. I don't get it. We have the Usos against New Day for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. I love both of these teams. They're great. They're going to have a great match, but for some reason they did this match like a couple weeks ago.
They do this match like four times every year and just go back to it. I don't know how we ended up here.
Putting them on the same brand over and over again.
None of their feuds have lived up to the feud where they had the rap battles. That's what I liked. Like, unless they're going to start rapping again and we're going to hear Xavier Woods rap about how he's a king, I don't want this feud anymore. I'm bored. I'm tired of it. But I think the Usos are going to retain here. I don't think they're putting the belts on the New Day, especially right now.
So this is one of those situations where they could hot potato the titles and it would mean just as much as if they didn't. You could give the New Day another reign. Who could possibly care one way or another if they did it or not? But I think Usos win, but it wouldn't shock me. It's like 51-49% to me. We also have RK-Bro against the Street Profits for the Tag Team Championships. I am excited about this match. I do think it's going to be really, really great. It's four really good performers, and RK-Bro have found their groove in working together, and I've just really enjoyed that. I don't think we've seen this match before. I don't think. Yes, we did. Briefly, we saw it in October because it went to a no contest because they can never do anything for the first time on WWE Raw.
That's why you don't remember it, because it wasn't important. It went to a no contest. But I was happy to see the Street Profits win yesterday. I think it's kind of interesting how Bianca wasn't there, but Montez was. I don't know why. I don't know what the situation is with that either way. But I thought that they were going to come off of this and do the Randy and Riddle breakup. But now that they're doing the AJ and Omos breakup, I don't think they're going to run those at the same time. I think they're going to like give it a little bit of a break. But I think it'll be a great match. All the guys in this match are amazing workers. I think Montez is going to show out here. He always shows out on pay-per-views. Great 5-star frog splash like we saw last night. I was just happy to see the Street Profits win. I hope that they can start to get some stamina again. They were really good. They were actually like one of the highlights right before the pandemic. I loved what they were doing. So I'm a Street Profits fan.
I fully expect them to start setting up the Riddle Randy Orton thing. I think they're going to wrestle at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
and I think that's what you do. I don't know if that starts here or down the line.
I think the Royal Rumble, Randy will like toss out Riddle or something like that. And
Or I think it'd be cool if Riddle eliminated Randy, like the student eliminating the teacher type of thing.
Yep.
But I think there's a possibility of it starting here. Street Profits, unfortunately, had to be off TV for a little bit, but I think it's possible they win this as well. Money Mark says, if Edge wins, what's the reason for Beth to show up? It's WWE.
Because she's Beth Phoenix.
Yeah, she's Beth Phoenix, and it's WWE. They don't have to have a reason for anything, but Maryse can try to interfere, and Beth helps. And then
that's what I thought they were going to do with the wedding segment. I thought that Beth Phoenix was going to come out when Edge was like looking at the ramp and everything like that. That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah, but I think that she could interfere and or keep Maryse from interfering, and then Miz blames Beth Phoenix for costing him the match.
Yep.
Raphael says, am I crazy for wanting Riddle's last be like the Viper step for him to turn on Orton before Orton can turn on Riddle? Oh, I don't doubt that at all. That Riddle has been playing the long game mentally. It's like what we saw with R-Truth a few years ago. Like, R-Truth isn't stupid. He's playing a stupid character. And I don't mean like Ron Killings is playing a stupid character. I mean, R-Truth is pretending to be stupid because like, there was a situation a couple years ago where he pretended he was dumb and it got him an Intercontinental title match. And they said, what are you doing? He's like, I'm showing all of you how to get the main event of SmackDown is what I'm doing. I love that. I think that that's such a next level thing to do. And it'd be really cool. Main event. Well, I assume it'll be the main event. Actually, Reigns and Lesnar probably will be, but
you know, they can't let Big E main event a show.
Yeah, I know. But I think this is going to be match of the night. Fatal 4-Way for the WWE Championship. Owens, Lashley, Rollins, Big E. Owens had to do all the heavy lifting this week because none of the other people were there. I thought his promo with Burt Patrick was great.
Yeah.
I love this. He just re-signed with the company, so they have all these guys anchored down for a while, and these are four really awesome performers. Seth Rollins has found another way to get over. Kevin Owens is hilarious. Everybody loves Big E, and Bobby Lashley, over the past year, has done some of his best work outside of maybe his TNA run that where he was atop the world. How do you see this one going?
I have Big E here. Originally, I was thinking like Kevin Owens, if they were going to try to position Big E for the Royal Rumble, but now I feel like those plans are no more. I'm going to go with Big E here. I think Kevin Owens is still a shoe-in for this. He's doing some great promo work right now. They really seem to love him. They put him in a bunch of spots. I mean, well, they had to, but also he was really delivering in those slots. Like, he had a bunch of funny promos. He was entertaining, which is the most important thing. And I think this is going to be a banger of a match. I'm really excited to see this. Four guys who can all go. Basic stuff.
I think we could end up seeing Rollins win this title. I think that Big E could lose it because he doesn't have to get pinned.
Very true.
And Rollins or Owens can take a pin, and I think that's a way that you could maybe.
I think Lashley is taking this pin, to be honest.
Really?
Well, they just tried to turn him face, or he is kind of face, I guess, yeah, now. Kind of. I honestly think that they're not as high on Lashley as they once were. Obviously, he's not champion anymore. But I feel like out of the other three, I feel like Lashley's like maybe a little step below them in like how they view them.
I would like to see a couple of like shorter title reigns. And by that, I don't mean Big E's. Big E's held the title for over 3 months, so I wouldn't qualify that as like necessarily short. I grew up in the Attitude Era where the title would switch hands like every month, which yeah. I don't necessarily want that. And I don't necessarily want The Miz winning for 8 days or The Fiend for 7 days or anything like that. But I think there are some like a few week things where you can create a little bit of buzz and interest mm-hmm. in that. And for everybody that says it devalues the title, it can. It can, but it doesn't always. The situation's got to be right. And I don't trust WWE to do that. But I see a lot of potential in now, between now and WrestleMania, to switch the title.
Yeah, I think Seth would be great with the title right now. I would love, he would be such an obnoxious heel. I heard somebody brought up the idea of putting Becky and Seth together on screen as long as their feuds are separate. And I love that idea. I feel like their characters already cross over so much. Literally, Seth uses Becky's stylist. Just do it. I'm here for it. So if Seth wins, yeah. I'm for it too.
For like 3 weeks, them being champions at the same time, if yeah. they did that. And you see, like I said, you see Becky or you hear Becky behind her cell phone yeah. camera, like as Seth is trying on clothes and stuff. Oh, it'd be so funny. I just yeah. don't want to see them integrated into the same storyline.
Only thing I would like from that is if you give me Bianca and Montez versus mm-hmm. Becky and Seth. That's the only way I want it. And Bianca and Montez have to win. End of story. That's all.
Guys, we will be here, myself and Denise Salcedo, for day one on Saturday night. But Jay Shell, tell the people where they can find you, what all you do, and where they can support you.
Yes, yeah, so you guys can follow me on Twitter at Jay Shell Nicole. Oh, I'm so bad with these pointing things right over there. Also, I'm on bodyslam.net. I'm writing and editing over there, so you can type in your browser, bodyslam.net. We have wrestling, MMA coverage, editorials, all that good stuff. I do a bunch of podcasts and interviews. I can spill the beans. I got some interviews with Josh Woods, Rhett Titus, Kenny King, bunch of great ROH people coming out real soon. And then you guys can also check me out on this Sunday at 6 p.m. on our new show called ADH Divas with two of my best friends, Kylie Fuller and Haley. It's going to be a great time. If you like the distraction, it's a show kind of like that. We're going to see Haley eat an onion. Oh, yeah. It's bad. It's like 2 hours of us not being able to focus on our topics at all. So if you enjoy stuff like that, that's for you.
Well, speaking of Kylie, Kylie sent in a Humper chat, said, "Hi, bestie Jay Shell. Do you think it's time for NXT tag team call-ups? I'm not confident that any tag team that got called up would stay together, to be honest with you."
I would only like it if it was MSK. I just don't know how they would do it with Riddle and Randy. I mean, I guess it could be a feud or something like that, but I don't know. Very confusing. GYV! Bring GYV. I completely forgot about them.
Those are the only two, and maybe the Creed brothers, who are nowhere near ready, yeah. that I think they would keep together. Like, I don't think they'd keep Jacket Time together. I think they'd probably split Imperium. There are so many that I think they'd just... Briggs and Jensen, they'd probably split up. But guys, thank you all so much. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. We would greatly appreciate it. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.